Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And it is a new year, So it's time to build a new you, to change the way you interact with the world and hack that brain, right?
That's right. That's why we have an episode of all sorts of tweaks that you can make. And before we launch into that, wanted to just let you guys know of a new quick and dirty hack, and it's chewing gum.
Huh.
Yeah. Forbes has an interesting article called Chew Yourself a Better Brain by David DeSalvo, and it really talks about increasing blood flow to the brain, which can have all sorts of consequences. And in the article, DeSalvo outlines these merits, these consequences of gum chewing. We're talking about boosting memory, mood, and decreasing anxiety, but it does have its drawbacks, and the drawbacks have to do with test taking.
Huh.
Because it turns out it's really important to chew that gum about 20 minutes before you take that test, but spit it out when you take the test, because apparently the chewing of the gum and the thinking at the same time, it's too much of an energy drain.
Interesting. You know, I used to chew gum all the time here at work while I was researching and writing and all, but then I kind of phased it out about 2 years ago. I
don't know. Yeah?
Yeah.
How come?
It seemed like it was getting excessive. Like maybe I shouldn't be chewing gum all the time.
Yeah, and I think you got a talking to about all that gum underneath your desk, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I couldn't fit my legs. I could only fit my legs under my desk by putting them into two tubes that were free of gum.
So, yeah, well, yeah. That's what happens when you choose Bubblicious.
Indeed. All right, so here you go. Maybe you didn't hack your brain last year, but here are the recommendations once more. You know, Julie, we are in a new year.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially a new studio, whole new set of rules, and since it's new year, everybody is talking about, what you're going to change, how this year is going to be different. Last year, we're just going to go ahead and write that one off, but this year, 2014, this is the year it's going to happen, or this is the year it's not going to happen, I swear.
Okay, blank slate, folks.
Yeah.
How are you going to fill it in? What are you going to do? What are you going to change?
Yeah, we have an artificial new start going on, virtue of the calendar. So what does it take to change behavior? That's the big question. And a lot of people have put in their 2 cents on this. A lot of people have sold their 2 cents on this to a public that is ever interested in changing themselves for the better?
Well, first of all, there's that 3-week myth that persists, this idea that in order to change a habit or make a new one, all you need is 21 days, consecutive days, and boom, there you go. You are now going to be a Mandarin expert or some other jiu-jitsu warrior of knowledge in something.
Yeah, which of course is ridiculous when you pair it up with the other adage you hear a lot about 10,000 hours, isn't it?
Put
10,000 hours towards something and you'll be great at it. 10,000 hours, a good bit longer than 21 days. But where does the 21 days thing come from? Well, you start trying to track it down, you kind of lose your path in the history. But it seems to have grown increasingly popular back in the 1970s due to a self-help book called Psycho-Cybernetics, which sounds like a good source. Who wouldn't trust the bettering of their humanity to a book called Psycho-Cybernetics?
From the 70s,
which I haven't looked it up yet, but I can already imagine the cover to that book, because I have looked at some 1970s books on self-help.
Yeah, and again, that's where this idea came from. This self-help book said, hey, just 21 days, that's all it takes. But as we are going to discuss, it's much more complex than that, and we'll get to an idea of what it takes in terms of days, a consecutive amount of time. But before we do that, let's talk about the habit loop and what's happening inside of our brains. New York Times business writer Charles Duhigg says habit loops, they contain 3 parts, okay?
Okay.
First, there's a cue or a trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and let a behavior unfold.
Okay.
Okay. Second, he says there's the routine, which is the behavior itself. And then the third step, he says, is the reward, something that your brain likes that helps it to remember that habit loop in the future.
So like an example of this would be the trigger. What's setting this off is, I feel kind of low energy in the afternoon. And then what should I do? All right, the automatic behavior is I should go and have a soda. I'm going to have the big sugary grape soda. And then the reward is I feel at least a temporary boost due to all that sugar in my body.
Right. And if you keep doing that over and over again, eventually those cues, those environmental cues, will start to work on you. You know, maybe it's 3 o'clock and you're tired and you need that break. And you get that, you look at the clock and you see that's 3 o'clock, and that becomes one of the cues that adds up in this database of, I want the soda.
Yeah, it's time for the soda. Time to press the hotkey on soda behavior.
Now, in part, we can trace habit making back to the basal ganglia, which also plays a key role in the development of emotions, memories, and pattern recognition. So decisions, meanwhile, though, they are made in the prefrontal cortex. And this is really interesting. As soon as a behavior becomes automatic, the decision-making part of your brain goes into a kind of sleep mode.
Yeah, and in this, the basal ganglia is essentially, it takes the behavior and turns it into an automatic routine. It's essentially a hotkey, you know, like when you're using Photoshop or any other program, you have that hotkey, like, you know, it's all control, whatever. I used to have a bazillion of them memorized when I was using InDesign for a living. And so you just go into this automatic behavior of, all right, just push these quick keys and it'll do some sort of automatic function on the page you're working on. And we do that in our lives. We do that as we're driving to work, as we're trying to navigate the hallways of our house without, busting our elbow on something.
Well, and Duhigg says that there's a real boon to us when we do that, because in a sense, your brain starts working less and less. And he says the brain can almost completely shut down. And this is an advantage because it means that you have all of this mental activity that you can devote to something else.
It's why you can listen to Stuff to Blow Your Mind while walking to the bus station, while driving to work, or while doing, data entry in an Excel spreadsheet.
Right. So, because all of this has become habituated and rote and routinized, and we need all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We need this kind of predictability. But, of course, the problem becomes when we want to change that behavior. And he says that if you want to change it or create a new one, you have to game those 3 aspects. So you have to game that trigger or that cue and know that it could be boredom or that you're tired, and acknowledge that that is the reason, not just that it's 3 o'clock and it's time for that soda. You kind of have to break it down and kind of go slow-mo with your thinking. He also said that you have to disrupt the routine and the reward. You have to figure that out too. You have to say, okay, fine, this might give me a temporary lift, but how gross am I going to feel a half hour later when all that sugar is sitting in my belly?
Right.
And then he also said that you can replace that reward. So instead of having that soda, you could take a walk.
Exactly, yeah.
And this was really helpful to me when I quit drinking, actually, because I had noticed that between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. at night, those were sort of my witching hours. Mm-hmm. And I would go and work out instead of reaching for a glass of wine. And that replaced that reward for me, and it disrupted the routine, so it was really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, he stresses that with a lot of things related to behavior, a lot of it is just realizing the patterns of behavior, being able to look in the mirror and be self-aware of what's going on.
And you have to remember, we've talked about this a lot before, that these are neural pathways that once you do this habit over and over again, they become really grooved in your brain.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a pathway that's easy for those signals to trot upon. So if you do it less, then it becomes, the strength of those pathways decreases. It will always be there because you created the pathway.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's creating new behaviors, forging new pathways. It's easier as opposed to getting rid of old ones. I mean, you can think of it in terms of, all right, you have a road between two cities. And what are you going to do? Are you going to shut down one road completely and then build another one? No, you're going to build an additional road, and then you're going to sort of then that new road is going to replace the old one. If you just cut off the road, then how are we going to get where we're going? How am I going to deal with the trigger effect of needing that soda in the afternoon?
I like that idea that there are parallel paths.
Yeah.
And that's how you replace the one after a while. And you kind of put those detour signs on the other one. It always exists with the detour signs.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems with any sort of habit that you pick up again, a bad habit, is that as soon as you engage in that behavior, those pathways go, oh, I remember this road. I haven't taken it in a long time.
And like you said, the environment is a big thing. And I don't know why I chose the soda habit. I haven't actually had a soda in forever, but it's a good model because I know a lot of people have this temptation. So in this example, I'm drinking sodas in the office. So the office is the environment in which, this behavior has become ingrained. So one thing that actually helps is stepping outside of the environment that makes this, behavior acceptable. Now, changing your environment is not a cure-all. But it can disrupt some of that routine, and that's why going on a vacation is often cited as a good example of a time to try to break away from a routine. And it's also why vacations are often really comforting, because we're breaking away from a number of routines, even if they're not necessarily bad for us. Maybe they're just you're free from some of the change you weren't even aware of.
It was so much easier to slow down in that automated behavior, look at it and say, oh, why am I reaching for this? Why am I doing this? You're right, because you don't have those environmental triggers. Now, there is a kind of average of days, at least in one study, that shows that there are certain habits that you can pick up, good habits, let's say, and 66 days. Now, this is the average of days that it took participants to have a behavior become automatic. This is a study led by Philippa Lally, and she's a psychologist at University College London. So we are talking about this length of time varying anywhere from 18 days to 254. 66 was just the average. And some habits, we're talking about drinking a bottle of water after lunch, turned out to be a lot stickier. It only took 59 days on average.
Because how difficult is that?
Yeah, you're just tipping the bottle.
Yeah.
But what about doing 50 sit-ups each morning?
Much harder to do,
91 days. So other findings were that missing a single day did not reduce the chance of forming habits. That's good news. And a subgroup, it turns out, took a lot longer than the others to form their habits, and this suggests that some people are habit resistant.
Okay.
And, of course, other types of habits may take much longer. They make, 254 days. For instance, for me, the sit-ups, that would be like 365 days for me. So what about you? What would be the easiest thing and the hardest thing? Like, what would take you 18 days and what would take you 254?
Well, I guess obviously something I enjoy doing. A lot of people who write are aware of this 100 words a day thing, where the idea is, all right, your life is busy, but you really want to work on, that novel, or work on short stories, or write a little poetry. So you just make sure you take out time, just carve just a sliver of time to do 100 words. Just, open up your Word document, grab a notebook, 100 words, and then you can move on. So that would probably be easier for me, just because obviously the reward is also in doing it. It's something that I enjoy doing. And so that would be something that would be easy for me to do.
And you already have a huge writing muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been exercising that.
So that one would be an easy one. Also, all I have to do is open a document or grab a pad. But one would be much harder, and one that I also would very much like to do would be, to do yoga on a much more regular basis these days. But for that, Obviously, I've got to carve out a much larger piece of time, like, you know, at least 20 minutes, ideally like an hour. I need to either go to a space where I can do the yoga or find a space, both physical and mental, in which to do it every day or a few days a week, and it becomes increasingly complex.
I read that if-then statements help with this, because a lot of times we'll say we want to do this, but mm-hmm. we find reasons not to do things. And the idea is that instead of finding those reasons not to do it, you say to yourself, if it's Monday and it's noon and I have 30 minutes, I'm going to go to X space and do yoga. And that becomes more of an action item in your brain. As opposed to a plan, really.
Well, it's like a program, you know, because it reminds me like the settings in email, if you've ever looked at that, where you can set things like mm-hmm. if this, then that, then X. So
yeah,
it's like, and essentially that's what we're talking about, reprogramming the self to incorporate new actions, or to, in some cases, eliminate other actions, or choose one action over another.
Of course, all of this requires self-control and willpower, and we'll take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about this muscle of self-control that we can cultivate for ourselves.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential, and then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left, look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about the role of self-control and willpower, because, of course, you can't just have this zen-like moment with your brain where you slow everything down and you examine how and why you're doing things. You also have to have the will to change that habit.
Yes, and we've podcasted exclusively on will in some past episodes before, and it's a fascinating topic because it's like most things in life. It's not quite what you think it is when you actually stop and examine.
Mm-hmm.
Willpower is not a set level. It's not like, playing Dungeons and Dragons where you roll the dice and you have that set number that you may modify with some magical spells here and there. It's something that fluctuates throughout the day based on where we are, where our attention is at, what our diet consists of, what kind of stimuli we're exposed to.
And the good news is that it is a behavior and not something that's hardwired, so it can be changed. In fact, in a 2000 meta study of self-control, Mark Moravin and Roy F. Baumeister, we've heard from him before, they set out to answer the question, does self-control resemble a muscle? And yes, they say, if willpower is like a muscle, and muscles can get stronger over time with training, willpower similarly can be trained and strengthened. And they found this in that meta study. In addition, Australian researchers Megan Oten and Ken Chang looked at this question, and they took a group of people through a customized 2-month exercise program. What did they find? Well, of course, the people got stronger. They developed more muscles. But they also found that their behaviors, their self-control, their willpower changed with the addition of the actual physical muscles.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. And they threw out the example. There's like a pebble in a lake. There's this ripple effect. You start instilling willpower into one area of your life, and it actually bleeds over into other areas of your life because the overall willpower level increases.
I was thinking about this in the context of the bit we found out about how a full bladder mm-hmm. can actually help with willpower, at least, temporarily, because if you have a full bladder, your brain is suppressing the urge to pee on yourself, essentially. And as a result, it is suppressing everything else. So not just you overeating at the buffet, but controlling your bladder and perhaps not having a cigarette at that very moment.
It's why drinking more water is such a no-brainer for New Year's resolutions, because more water, good for your body. You're mostly water anyway, right? You can line up all the health benefits there, but your bladder is going to be more full more of the time, thus allowing you to better suppress other temptations in your life.
There you go. And that's a tip right there. More water. All right. So let's talk about the specifics of the study. We're talking about, again, a 2-month period in which the participants hit the gym 3 times a week. And before, during, and after the exercise, the group was tested on a visual task that measured willpower via distraction and thought suppression. Now, after 2 months, the error rate went down for the group from 23% to 12%. So in other words, they were able to not pay attention to those distractions, to be more focused. And they had that decrease in their brain just sort of going willy-nilly about things.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, too, is that when I first started reading this, I was thinking, all right, the other areas are going to be affecting their life. It's going to be like, oh, well, they ate a little more broccoli or something easy like that. But no, the improvements they saw related to stuff like cigarette smoking, alcohol consumption, mm-hmm. healthy eating, exercise, and household chores. So, I mean, the fact that cigarettes and alcohol were also affected, things that you often think of as having their talons a little deeper into the psyche.
Yeah.
To see those areas affected as well by this ripple effect is really encouraging.
Yeah, and the behavior was all over the place. It might be that someone missed appointments a lot,
mm-hmm.
in which case they found that a person went from missing an appointment every day to like once a week, or in the case of the cigarettes, down from 14 cigarettes a day to just 3. That is amazing.
Yeah. All right, so coming back to the old idea that we talked about at the beginning of the episode, the idea that if I apply X amount of time towards something, towards a new skill, a new discipline, a new subject, I can become an expert. I can make this my own. I can own this content. Possible or not possible?
So yes and no. All right, because if you think about someone being a master of their universe, you typically think of like Ben Franklin or Leonardo da Vinci. These are people who were true polymaths who could attack new topics, consume them, and by habit they could do this, right?
Yeah.
Now, some people would say that that was the 1800s. The world was much smaller. There were fewer tomes to go through and become an expert. Now we have so much more knowledge, so it's right. A lot more difficult. And you could say that in some senses our willpower, our ability to really concentrate has been diluted by all of this knowledge. But it remains that if you do something, namely repetition, that you can still learn new things, and you may even become an expert on, you know, that 10,000 hours that Malcolm Gladwell always talks about. That's a possibility in there too. But if you just want to sort of pick up guitar or, you know, stop smoking, drinking, all of these things are available to you. You just need to document it and repeat, wash, repeat.
Yeah, making a pattern of it, regularly consuming it, be it 100 words a day, be it guitar lessons, or be it, hey, here's a good one. You can listen to a new episode of Stuff to Blow Your Mind every day for a year. I think we have enough now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you have to document it. This is the important part.
Yes.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And this is where we bring up Karen X. Chang, okay? She is kind of, the best example of this kind of muscle flexing of self-control. Now, she not only was a program manager of Microsoft Excel, at the same time that she was doing this full-time job, she decided, oh, hey, I think I want to teach myself computer graphics. Mm-hmm. She did within a six-month period. And then she got a new job as a designer at Exec. This is a startup in San Francisco. Along the way, she taught herself all sorts of things like guitar. And she began to realize that she had a process in place that could allow her to enjoy and explore all the things that she found fascinating. And she started a website called giveit100.com. And this is based on her own video that went viral. Some people may be familiar with this, in which she taught herself to dance in a year. And every day she documented herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great video because it starts out with her doing these sort of awkward pop and locks like I'm doing right now, but you can't see.
Yeah.
And then she becomes this beautiful, fluid dancer after 365 days.
So what did she give it 100 of?
Well, the idea is that 100, mm-hmm. 100 days is something that a person can sort of do like that, what she did, mm-hmm. although sort of 365 light, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, you pick a project, you document yourself every day, you upload a video. I think there's only like 10 to 15 seconds of the video that shows on the site. But you can see real progress after a number of days. And that's one of the things that she says is really important in trying to learn something new or do something, that you not just document it, you do it over and over again, but that you can see where you're going with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the YouTube, use of YouTube here achieves that, but also is a great documentation system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anybody's interested, I would say check that out. Personally, I'm playing around with the idea of doing that because I would love to conquer the accordion this year.
Oh, yes.
Enough playing around with it, pretending like I'm in some Parisian cafe entertaining folks and having their ears bleed.
Well, what you need to do is do it on your drive to work.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would work.
Okay. I mean, because things are pretty automated. When it comes to driving, why not?
You get one of those little cameras that go on the dashboard. Turn it yourself, and then every morning as you drive to work, you're playing the accordion.
I think that the lawyers of discovery.com are going to love this.
I think they will. Secretly, they will love it. I should also mention the 100 words a day thing I was talking about earlier. Now I am remembering that in the official prescribed version of that. You are keeping track of your word count. Like you're saying, yes, I did. I did 150 today. I did a 200 the day before and all that. So that you have some level of accountability, too. That's because presumably somebody is looking at your YouTube videos. Presumably somebody is looking at the little ticker that you have at the bottom of your webpage that says how many words you're pumping out.
Yeah. I don't know about, giveit100.com, but I do know the 100 words a day. If you don't write, they will send you an email, a little nasty gram saying, hey, you need to do this, which is always really helpful.
And that's probably a good bit of info for me though about all this is because I should, if I'm going to do the 100 words a day, I should maybe do the official version to where there's a little more accountability and it's not just, oh, I forgot for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So as I move through this year in 2014 and master the accordion and then make everybody's ears bleed, how about in 6 months time, should we say?
6 months. Yeah.
We all meet back here in 6 months. I'll play for you guys. As I think about this, I'm going to think about that habit loop and those triggers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to think about my little basal ganglia. I'm going to ask it to back off. Well, although I might say, hey, you can go ahead and do this. When I get really good, it becomes an automated behavior. But I'm also going to think about that repetition. And we'll see after 66 days, too, where I land on this, if this becomes pretty decent in terms of my ability to play. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Hope that this episode helped your brain get all nice and shiny for the new year.
Indeed. And hey, if you need some other tips, why don't you head on over to stufftoblowyourmind.com because that's where you will find all the podcast episodes, all the videos, all the blog posts we've ever done. There's a nice search bar at the top, and you can just pop something in. Pop in brain. Pop in self-help. Pop in memory and see what you find. It might help you out.
Pop in fully clothed naked men, and you'll see what you get. Men with Clothes On. All right. If you want to send us your thoughts, you can do so by emailing us at blowthemind@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.